Tactical strategy number 11 is managing your prospect pipeline. And if you're doing all these other tactical strategies right, you're going to develop and add to your existing pipeline. But one of the keys that, or one of the things that really is important, is to manage that pipeline in an effective way. And I want to share with you a process that I believe can absolutely make a positive difference in that regard. It starts with when you're first introduced to a prospect, a prospective client, through a referral, through a professional, a referral source that provides a referral, through a client event, through, you know, one of your investment strategy seminars, through all the different things that you're doing. You're going to have an occasion to talk to a prospect about doing business with you. And I suggest that you use Tom's strategy that we talked about before, where you find out as much about them and their life and their situation as you possibly can. Remember Tom's comment that he uses, what else, what else, what else? Finally, the prospect said, there's nothing else. I've told you everything. That's the point that you want to be. It's about listening. It's not about presenting. So once you've gone through that process, then the second appointment that you schedule at the end of the first appointment is about you taking that information and sharing with them how you think you can make a positive difference in their circumstances. And you know, there's all kinds. You can have a formal presentation. You can have a less formal presentation. I mean, Tom, honestly, his presentation is not that formal. He simply kind of lists the different, you know, the different issues that he felt like they brought up, and he provides a solution to them. But whatever way it is, you should share with them, based on the information you gathered, how they'd be better off and what their next step should be. Now, hopefully, the majority of the time, they're going to agree and they're going to say, you know, you're just what I want. You know, I'm very interested. Let's go to work and let's execute those next steps. But there are going to be times when they say, I want to think about it. You know, I'm not ready yet. I like what you said, but right now I'm not going to make a change. And those people go into your pipeline. I'm going to suggest that a healthy pipeline is between, for experienced advisors, between 25 and 50 different prospects. And the idea is that you follow up with those prospects on a regular basis, at least monthly, make a connection with them, build a relationship, treat them like they're a client, and position yourself as number two. There's no competition for number two. Everybody wants to be number one, and typically if a client doesn't close or a prospect doesn't close, advisors don't spend a lot of time with them, in my experience. You want to be different. You want to stay in touch. You want to treat them just like you would a client. In the four-step method of contacting them, the monthly, it's the same. You make a reconnection. You talk with them about the current environment. You make a suggestion, a kind of a next step suggestion, invite them to do something, come to my investment strategy seminar, here's an idea for you, why don't we go through a retirement analysis, something that moves the relationship forward, and then say, is there anything else that your current advisor hasn't mentioned to you or that I haven't talked about that you'd like to discuss? It's the same format. If you can think about treating your prospects like they're your clients, and if you're treating them better than their current advisor, which in most cases you are if you follow this format, they are going to, over time, realize they're better off with you. And if you're patient, and again, they have a higher level of affluence that's worth being patient for, then you're going to have the opportunity ultimately to do business with them, because their number one advisor, chances are, is going to make a mistake or something's going to happen that make them receptive to looking for alternatives, and you're positioned as number two with 50 different people.